from State Street and the First Midwest Bank Studio.
ESPN 1000.
The home of the White Sox.
WMVP Chicago.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
I got some Bears stuff for you. There could be good news here on the horizon. We'll get to that. We talked some Hawks earlier. They play tonight at the United Center against Tampa, the first of three straight at home against Tampa. Three games and four nights against the Lightning. Bulls won yesterday. We were just talking some Bulls, 3-3-2, 3-7-7-6. Sox played today. They lost. I don't believe they've won a game yet. I told you they made a wrong move with Tony La Russa. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding with you. But they did lose today. No big deal. 3-1 to San Francisco. Cubs play tonight. So that gives you everything you need to know on this Thursday evening now. And if you want to participate, 3-3-2, 3-7-7-6. Orlando wanted to weigh in on the Bulls. Orlando, you're on ESPN 1000.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, appreciate it. Sylvie Strong, and I've been a long listener. I'm just calling in to chime in. The Bulls, you know, the expectations, like Waddle said, they were kind of low, but they've been giving us at least, you know, C, C minus. But I'm just looking forward to better productivity and more buy-in, and, you know, hopefully they'll be able to turn things around. And same thing with the Hawks. You know, the Hawks were having difficulties last year, and it seems like this year, you know, they've done a lot better and hopefully continue to stride forward. But I appreciate listening to you guys, and you know, look forward to better insights, you know, hopefully in the next, after the All-Star break, you going forward for all the teams, especially the White Sox. So thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, there you go. Yeah, we appreciate it.
It's as simple as I mean, and I'm not going to over-glamorize it, but like when Billy Donovan looks at his team, and what are they, 16 and 18, and says, listen, we're below 500. We got a long ways to go. Jim Boylan, you know, would have looked at that and given you 1,000 reasons why he was ecstatic. Like, I mean, I'm thrilled that the circus music has stopped. Yeah. So my expectation level will be different by the end of this season. Like, I'm going to be really disappointed if Lauri Markkanen continues to be hurt and doesn't do anything. If Wendell Carter Jr. doesn't make any real progress. I mean, those are all going to be problems that the front office is going to have to deal with. And then next season, then your expectation level rises because they've been in their jobs forever, better than a year. Billy Donovan is a high-paid coach. You know, now my expectations will change a little bit. But for right now, I'm easy breezy.
I'm in honeymoon stage with them. Yeah, Salt, my buddy Salt on Twitter says, the last three Bulls were, quote, overdrafted, meaning the previous front office valued them as lottery picks, and they're just okay. That's a hole they need to dig out of. Three straight picks that should have resulted in better players.
I mean, we all like what we've seen from Patrick Williams, right? Like, I mean, he hasn't exploded onto the scene, but for
he's good. I don't think he was talking about them. I think he's talking about the three that the Packs drafted last.
I'm with you. I'm saying in general, just in general terms. Like, as the youngest player in the NBA, I'm enthusiastic by what I've seen from him early on.
Not to totally disagree with Salt there, but to his point, so you're telling me that those three players would not have gone in the lottery? I think they would have.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, we can say that Garpax blew the picks, but really, Lauri Markkanen would have been taken in the top 10. Coby White would have been taken at least in the lottery. And Wendell Carter, you could argue, but I think he would have gone around, you know, top 10-ish anyway. So, I mean, like, now we're just bagging on Garpax after the fact. Those players need to take it on themselves to be better.
I like Patrick Williams because I think his ceiling is higher than all those guys. That this is a guy already with an NBA body who is strong, and he does a lot of things really well already. He has a good mid-range game. He hits the corner three. He's not scared to take the ball to the hoop. He can defend. And I think that there is we're just scratching the surface with one of the youngest players in the NBA.
Yeah, I think it's been a good start to his career for sure.
All right, I want to read you a couple of things here on the Bears front, 312-332-3776. This was from Mike Silver earlier today. He said it on the NFL Network, that the Seahawks are not happy with the Russell Wilson situation. And he says Seattle is expected to listen to offers from the quarterback's four preferred teams, Dallas, Chicago, Vegas, and New Orleans. Also, Diana Russini, who does great work on ESPN, she said earlier today in a tweet that Seattle is indeed listening now to offers for Russell Wilson.
Can I ask the next people that pursue this story? I would hope at some point what we end up hearing is somebody asking questions about what is important to the Seahawks in terms of return. Pete Carroll's 70. It's a team that has consistently been in the playoffs, in large part because of Russell Wilson's play. But what would it take for the Seattle Seahawks to actually move on from Russell Wilson, and what is their priority in return? Do they need either a quarterback that can play right now or a high enough draft pick that they can use on a young quarterback that they feel could step in even as a rookie and give them an opportunity to play in the postseason?
Well, great question.
So I need, like, what I'm most interested as a football fan and, you know, and obviously as a Bears fan of hearing is, what are the Seahawks' priorities in terms of return?
Yeah, yeah. And now you won't get as much because you only have four teams that he would go to. Like Houston, supposedly, Deshaun Watson just wants to go wherever out of Houston. Remember, Shefty said, if you're not Houston, you have a chance to get Deshaun Watson. So
let me ask you a question, though. Do you think truly, when push comes to shove, I know he's listed the Bears, the Cowboys, the Raiders, and the Saints, but you're not thinking that there is any wiggle room at all in there? Where if a team came to the Seahawks?
I don't know. This wasn't like some sort of a leaked report. The agent went to Adam Schefter and said, here are four teams Russell Wilson would allow a trade to. This was straight from the agent of Russell Wilson.
He's got one client, right? Russ is his only client.
He used to be a baseball guy. Yeah. He used to represent Samardzija.
Yeah.
And word was, is I think Samardzija fired him because he was very focused on Russell Wilson.
Which, you know, I'm not implying anything. I don't know. I just wouldn't. I think he's given you four names, and I'm taking him at his word. But, like, if for whatever reason another team came to the table and had a good offer, and Russ was like, yeah, that's a pretty good team, and my brand could grow with that group. I'm just saying, right now it's at a group of four. I wouldn't be shocked if there was another team that joined that.
Waddle, this is a smart guy who's winning. Russell Wilson, I think, in all of his years, with nine wins being the low win total, and I don't think any player has ever had a start to the career with this many winning seasons in a row. Don't you think all of this move is calculated?
Yeah,
it's all calculated. This whole offseason's been calculated. So if he was open to another team, why wouldn't they list them?
I don't know, but I wouldn't say automatically that the other 28 teams are emphatically crossed off the list. I think if you're willing to accept a trade, yes. These are the places that he would be more than willing to go. I think if another one for whatever reason came, what I'm telling you is I wouldn't be shocked if a team not on that four-team list comes out and there's at least a discussion about them.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
And maybe Seattle wants to start to take offers on this because we thought, hey, it's going to be an astronomical dead cap amount for the Seahawks to do it this year. We thought maybe next year would be more likely, and at the very least, put yourself in position to be a better football team, to increase the assets that you have for a trade next year, and then the cap will be better as well for Seattle and for your team as well. But remember what we heard from Jeff Darlington earlier in the week. He believed Houston is so stupid for not taking calls because he believes he's got desperate teams, including the Bears, ready to make a play. That decreases if two quarterbacks become available. Maybe Seattle sees Houston not willing to take calls yet, and they're like, look, we can get the best offer right now if we're the only team looking to do business. But I'm just trying to, because none of this makes sense. I was surprised that Russell Wilson listed the Bears. I'm surprised Pete Carroll, who is 70 years old, like you said, would be open to trading Russell Wilson. None of it makes sense. But it seems we continue to move in this situation where, instead of him just being unhappy in a Dan Patrick interview, now we're talking about real trade talk with Russell Wilson.
His camp has also told you he hasn't requested a trade yet.
Well, he's not requested a trade by listing four teams that he would accept a trade to.
Okay, he hasn't demanded a trade.
You know what I mean?
No, my point is he hasn't taken this to the DEFCON 1 the way that Deshaun Watson has. I'm not telling you it won't happen. I'm just telling you, like, he hasn't demanded a trade at this point, which means there could be some wiggle room for the Seahawks to find common ground with him.
I see what you're saying, Waddle, because there's still a way for Russell Wilson to return to Seattle and still save face, right? I never requested a trade. He could do both.
He's saying he wants to be traded without saying, I never requested a trade. He's having his game.
And honestly, I don't even think it's an issue of saving face. When you have a player that's that accomplished and has meant so much for that organization, like I have heard and read some stuff that like Seattle fans are a little bit frustrated with him. You know, I'd like to be frustrated as a fan with him.
With our great quarterback. Right, I would love to be frustrated with our great quarterback
right now. So, I mean, like, I don't think Russell Wilson is creating an environment in Seattle where it's going to be difficult for him to get back on the same page with the front office and with everyone involved. I'm just saying, like, this is the most downtime you're ever going to have in the NFL season, right? Like, we're going to kick up to free agency here. We're going to get the draft going on. So right now, and I'm not saying these stories are very real, but they're the only football stories out there right now. So I'm just saying I wouldn't be shocked if, in fact, the trading Russell Wilson becomes a true expected reality. I wouldn't be surprised if other teams aren't knocking on the door trying to create an environment where they would be considered as a trade partner as well.
If you made me bet big money right now, would Russell Wilson be traded? I would still say no.
I would
not this offseason. I would bet the house on Deshaun Watson getting traded this year.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, listen, I would find the following scenario most likely. That Seattle says, look, Russ, we gave you this contract, making you, the third highest paid quarterback at the time, or maybe the second highest paid quarterback at the time. Maybe we haven't done the best job protecting you. We changed offensive coordinators for you. We're trying, and we will continue to try. At the very least, give us another year, because the cap hit for us is devastating. We're going to try to meet all of your requirements. If for whatever reason it doesn't work out, it makes more sense next year than it does this year. We'd be more amenable to it next year.
Let's do a last dance of our own, right?
Yeah.
You just watched the last dance, Russ. Let's do one last dance here together. I agree with you. But I think Deshaun Watson is not going to play for Houston, and Houston needs to wise up and not going to win this battle. They're not. He's going to sit out.
Well, Deshaun Watson has told you he's sitting out. Russell Wilson has not told you he's sitting out.
Right. Kyle Long thinks the Bears are up to something, for what it's worth. Kyle Long tweeted earlier today, which has gotten a lot of response from Bears fans, something tells me the Bears are going to make a massive splash in a good way. The fans deserve it. So, for what it's worth, and that's the way the national narrative has gone, there are many of these people who believe these are two men who are desperate, who know they cannot go back to Nick Foles, they cannot go back to Mitch Trubisky, that whether it's trading up the draft board and going and getting someone big that way, or going out and getting one of these quarterbacks who are available. 332-3776. I asked these guys a question earlier in the show. I want to name, who do you believe the Bears' biggest surprise cut's going to be? Because there was an NFL owner who believes there's going to be a seismic shift with all the cuts.
Shift, right.
There's been the other happening here in Chicago for a lot of years at the quarterback situation. But there's one owner who believes that there's just going to be huge turnover here with all these cuts. And I've got a would-you-rather question that I've been sitting on all week long from a listener that I think is very, very good. I will bring up those two topics coming up next.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Got a good topic from Lil Kev. He tweeted this earlier. It was the day that we were on Tuesday. We had Sox baseball, so we didn't go through Would You Rather because we were on late. I thought it was a good Would You Rather question. He asked the question, would you rather the Bears win a Super Bowl or the Cubs and Sox play in a World Series?
I am a Bears fan before I am a Cubs and Sox fan. To my
so
blood.
It's easy for you.
It's easy for me.
For me, it's tougher. I've seen all three teams win championships. I desperately want the Bears to win a Super Bowl. And if they do win a Super Bowl, it's probably because they've landed the quarterback, especially in today's game. But like that, the Cubs-Sox World Series and what the city would be like is just something that I've dreamt about for a long, long time. That, like, it gets so bad for a July game sometimes when both teams are good. When the crowd, I was sitting there when Aloy hit the home run off a Strope at Wrigley Field, and I was completely embarrassed. Completely embarrassed. I'm like, oh boy, this happened. Are you kidding me? And that was just a midseason game.
Maybe Aloy, if your team gets their poo straight, this could actually be a reality.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. I mean, one day it could be. So that's what I'm saying. So I'm not sure. I think I would go for Cubs Sox World Series. It would be historic. It would be something that we've never seen.
Yeah, I got bear blood in my body.
For me, something I've never seen is the Bears win a Super Bowl. So
try you are not even a glimmer in someone's eye.
No, I was on the earth, but I was like, I was just born.
Really? Do you have a fantasy team?
Hmm.
Did you have a fantasy team then
that year? Yeah, yeah. I won with Walter. Still waiting on payment.
Good work, man.
How old were you?
I was born December 4th, 1984. So
wow.
I was just over a year old.
You were alive just in time to see the Bears beat the Washington Redskins in a playoff game.
Yeah. So
and then they lose to San Francisco.
So to me, I've never seen it. So that's what I would want
to
see.
That's a good point. Yeah, I voted Bears. I want to see the Bears
because
win the Super Bowl.
As crazy as the town would be for Cubs and White Sox, like,
both teams winning the pennant,
yeah,
and it being Civil War. I mean, you'd have to be a big baseball fan.
Oh, it'd be huge. Yeah. Be huge.
But I've seen both teams win.
It's not even that, like, listen, I'm not talking it down. I'm just like, football's my sport. Bears are my team. If they can win the ultimate, then that's my choice regardless of what your sports question is.
Because there's also this thing with unity to pull a cap. I'm not going to wear the Cubs Sox jersey, but
are you okay, sir? Sir, are you?
Like, if the Bears go to the Super Bowl and win or lose, we're all experiencing that same emotion together.
Oh, don't give me this Cubs civic
and,
poop.
With Cubs and Sox, one's fan base is going to be absolutely insufferable afterwards.
Yes. And that's because the stakes are so high. And it hurts to lose anything. It hurt to see the Bears lose to Peyton Manning. But to see one of our teams lose to your brothers and cousins and uncles, and I mean, it would kill people. Not literally. But you know what I mean?
Like, you got a taste of this two mornings ago. I mean, like, that's kind of what it would be like, right? Two people, same town, same energy, kind of the same, just getting after each other. Like, that's kind of what I envision.
The thrill of victory may not be as tough as the agony of defeat in that series. Because, like I said, it may be harder to lose that. To lose a World Series is hard enough. To lose it in a Cubs-Sox modern-day Subway Series would be incredible. So that's where I would pick. 312-332-3776. I believe most people who would call in, or if we made this a poll question, would be with Waddle and with what Abdallah just said. This is a Bears town, and you're being guaranteed a Super Bowl. And then, like I said, if you're winning a Super Bowl in 2022 or 3 or 4, you're most likely doing it with a star quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe then I'm getting what I've always wanted in that finally that star quarterback that we can all love. And
listen, your baseball analogy to me is a win because this takes me back to college in Mary Ann's in Boston. Like, you guys are fighting. I'm at the bar stealing your drinks.
That's true. Yeah, you're just like, hey, I'm here for the party.
I'm here for the party. You guys fight. Roll around outside. I'll steal your drinks. I mean, like, for me, that's perfect. I'd like to be honest with you, I kind of find it entertaining to see Cubs and Sox guys not fight physically. I don't want anyone to get hurt. But the arguments, the angst, the anxiety.
The anxiety would be off the charts.
You guys just chirping back. I don't want to see that. No, I don't want to get anybody hurt. But just like the verbal.
You know me. I like watching fights. I don't like being in them. I like watching them from
afar. Yeah, you like starting them and running and going the other direction and pointing the finger over here. I'm telling you, without a dog in the hunt, I'm going to steal your drinks. That's what I'm going to do.
I think it's a great.
I'm going to steal your drinks.
Let's drink some drinks.
I'm going to steal your drinks.
Three against one. So all three of you going with the Bears.
I'm going with the Bears and stealing your drinks.
Yeah,
What does that mean?
I love Lil Kev. He's always in the Twitch chat. He listens to all of our shows.
Yeah, he's a big listener.
Yeah, that's what we want. Lil Kev.
Awesome. I don't have the brain power to really get feisty over this.
It's a good question.
Is it?
I do.
Adele's right.
On Chicago's birthday, this is the meatiest conversation we could have.
It's a big day today. Adele's right, though. It's a unifying factor. We would all be pulling for the Bears to win the Super Bowl, so the party would be bigger because everyone is involved.
We're all partying.
Yes, Sylvie, you are right. There will be the feisty rivalry between Cubs and Sox fans.
And I'll be stealing
the
drinks.
But then when the end result takes place, only half of the city is taking part in the victory parade.
I know, and that's what makes it hurt. That's what makes it really hurt. 332-3776. Sean in Waukegan, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Sean?
Hey guys. I don't ever want to see the Cubs in the World Series ever, and that's not even worst case scenario. What if they won the World Series? And that's not even worst case scenario. What if they beat the White Sox? I don't ever want to see them in the World Series. I didn't like it the last time they were there.
Well, this is
I don't want to see them
happens.
There at all.
You and Sylvia are arguing. I'm stealing your drinks.
I don't want to be part of it. It's annoying. It's bad enough when they lose and they have to talk to you, but when they win and they have to talk to their, I couldn't take it. I don't want to win the World Series.
How about this? I want to see the White Sox in the World Series, and I want to see the Cubs in the World Series, and then I want to beat your ass and talk about it on the Sox flagship.
That is not unexpected. That is exactly what I would expect from you, and that's exactly what I'm expecting to happen. That's why I don't want you in the doggone World Series. You don't know what's going to happen in a World Series. Anything could happen. Somebody could get hurt. Somebody could just hit a slap a home run from some guy they just brought up from the minors. You don't know what's going to – I don't want them in there. I don't want any chance of them winning and beating the White. None of it. I'll go with the Bears.
This to me is a win-win. Look, I can listen to you guys do this, and I'm stealing your drinks. Or the Bears win a Super Bowl. Either way, I win.
Hey, where'd my drink go?
Yes. You and Sean are out there rolling around like a couple of goobers in the street.
I got a bloody lip and I have no drink now.
Yeah. I mean, look, if Jose Abreu and Anthony Rizzo want to roll around and fight, that's one thing. You and Sean, I mean, like, what? Get out of here. I'm going to drink your drinks and you're going to like it.
Tom in Oak Lawn, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Tommy?
Sylvie, why do you want to divide our city?
Thank you, Tom.
Why do you want our city to be full of chaos and everything like that?
Now we got to have unity walk.
I don't want the angst of a Sox Cubs World Series. I don't want to be arguing with my brother. I don't want to be nervous throughout that. I don't want Waddle stealing my drinks.
Yeah.
I want Waddle to be buying me drinks because the Bears are in the Super Bowl. I mean, why do you want to divide us here?
I'll buy you a drink if the Bears win a Super Bowl. I will come to Oak Lawn and I will buy you a drink. That is a deal.
Tom, look, there are certain things that in life you want to see. You want to see the Grand Canyon. You want to go and
I haven't seen the Grand Canyon yet. Other than
you want to see Mount Rushmore. You want to see you want to see drive through the Arch in St. Louis.
I haven't
you
done that
see,
either. I'm good.
But I want to see a Cubs Sox World Series.
You kind of lost me at the Arch at St. Louis. I'm sorry. So,
hey, let me bring
Tom,
this.
Thanks, Tom.
Let me bring this inside your own house, Sylvie. Yeah. Do you like when your boys fight, or do you like when everyone's harmonious on
the same page?
We're all cheering for the same thing.
But
wow, here comes Braxton over the top with a shot to Mason's jaw. Mason turns around with a nice kick to Braxton's midsection, and we've got a brawl going on all because of the baseball teams, as opposed to those two little guys arm in arm cheering
unity
as the Bears take it in on fourth and one to win the Super Bowl.
Where's Scott walking to with his next walk?
Yeah,
where's he going? Where's he walking to?
He's just gonna go back and forth between Wrigley and Guaranteed Rate, just back and forth.
Walking home today. Walk, 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 walk.
That's like it's bark, 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 bark.
Plus, Sylvie, isn't Mason a Sox fan? What, are you going to make him sleep outside during the
season? That will be great. I get to fight with my son over the Cubs Sox.
By the way, Sylvie and Cap can fight on an even bigger stage because Cap is now a Sox fan. Isn't it going to be great?
Cap is walking home today. Walk, 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 walk.
All right, 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. Is there anyone with me? I mean, all you guys want to be just hugging and celebrating together and be unified?
Yes.
No one wants to see the Cubs and Sox battle to hoist the trophy.
Yeah. We're lovers, not fighters.
The question is, do you like parties or do you want to fight?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Well, you choose.
I like both. I like a good fight followed by a party. 3-3-2-3-7-7-6.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
All right, so let me ask you this question. So you guys picked the Bears Super Bowl in a resounding way, the three of you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys never wanting to see Cubs Sox? So are you against this in general or just against it when it comes to...
No, I'm not. I think it'd be highly entertaining because I'm going to steal your drinks and I think it's going to be highly entertaining. You made me choose either or.
Right, right.
But if you say, hey, do I want to see a Cubs-White Sox World Series? Hell yeah, I do. Absolutely.
Black Abdallah, you guys good with that in general? Or are you guys against it because it's not unifying the city at all?
Oh, no, yeah. A World Series for both teams? That's fantastic.
Yeah, but I mean, if I have to pick, I'm picking the Bears.
Okay.
Yeah, this was a world. I thought we were playing under would-you-rather rules.
We were. It was would-you-rather rules. I was just because you guys were all resounding no to that and claiming unity walks again and everything like that. I just wanted to know if you were against it in general, but I'm glad I got clarification. Tom's in Oak Lawn. Tom, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
I'm the exact opposite of what you just said. I would rather, and I'm a Cub fan. So first of all, if the Cubs are going to win or get in the World Series against the White Sox, I'd rather have them not get there because the flip side is if they lose, life is over in Chicago as I know it. With my friends that I have.
Think about all the great bars you can go to in Oak Lawn. Think about going to 115 Bourbon Street.
Tom from Oak Lawn was the other guy.
Yeah,
I'm in Oswego. They both start with an O. That's cool. And Waddle, I have a question for you. I hear every day that you and I are good friends on your radio ads, and I have yet to be invited over to a Super Bowl party.
And the radio ads? I don't recall ever saying
it's your good friend, Tom Waddle.
Oh, that was...
No,
that,
I mean, Tom, Hawk, that wasn't, everyone... Tom, damn, that was, I thought Tom, I was a good
Tom,
friend.
Tom, that wasn't directed at you. That was directed at Justin and Addison on line 4.
Oh, crap. All right. Yeah. See, that was at Tom at Oak Lawn.
Yeah, no. My bad. Yeah, no, that's cool, though. Yeah, you can come over to Sylvie's house. We're going to have a party at my house, and then we'll send you to Sylvie's.
No, I'll pass.
Okay.
That's not nice. Why would you want to go? I throw a good party, too.
Waddle
is my favorite personality in Chicago. I got to be honest.
Yeah, there you go. Tom and Oswego. Tom and Oklahoma.
Wherever. Yeah, no Cubs Sox World Series, but go Bears.
There you go.
All right, there
See,
you go.
See, Sylvie, my premise
Tom
was
somewhere.
My premise was you were going to be at my house at the party, and we were just going to send Tom to your house when nobody there.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. But he still didn't want to.
He still didn't want to be at your house. No,
Justin and Addison. Justin, I got good news for you. Waddle has just invited you to the Super Bowl party.
Nice. Glad to be on with my good friend Tom.
Yeah. Good to see you, Justin.
How you guys doing?
Good. Good. Thanks for calling.
So here's my thing. I think that since you're guaranteeing a Bears Super Bowl victory, you're going to get most Chicago fans saying that they want that. If you would frame the question as your baseball team is winning it against the opposite Chicago team, I think you'd get a lot of different opinions.
There you go. Justin just reshaped your would you rather question, Lil Kev.
So your baseball team winning it in a Cubs Sox World Series versus a Bears Super Bowl.
Correct.
And it comes down to is, are you a bigger baseball fan or are you a bigger Bears fan?
Well, I think it comes down to, would you like to rub it into your city counterpart a little bit too?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm still sticking with the Bears getting to the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Getting?
Yeah. And this is, that's what Justin, isn't that what you just said?
I would take the Bears getting to the Super Bowl, too, if that was the question. If it was Bears getting to the Super Bowl or Cubs Sox getting to the World Series, I would take Bears getting to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
But if you're telling me the Cubs are going to beat the Sox or the Bears are going to win the Super Bowl, I might think about that a little harder and probably take the Cubs beating
the Sox. I like you forming the question.
When Justin says the Bears get to the Super Bowl, he didn't say they lost.
I'm sorry, Justin, thank you. Appreciate it. This always confuses me. Abdallah, what is this? Beck and John.
Beck and John.
I thought you were in the Twitch chat.
I thought you were in the
But what does that mean? Here's what I don't know.
He's a long streamer.
That's his name.
Wait, is your name Beck and John? Or are you, is
this
name?
No, see, my wife, Becky, she comes on the Trey Tune show a lot. She made this profile. It's her laptop. I got an iPad, JDS 1000. I call it the burner, but it's just kind of a joke because I told everybody about it, so it can't be a burner. But
so
anyway,
John, wait, hold on here.
Schomburg.
John, hold on. I never understand this. One of my college roommates at Southern Illinois has a Facebook page where they've combined
it. Let me stop you. I hate that. I think it's stupid. Who's talking? Who is talking? You never know. I had nothing to do with creating the first profile, but I'm way too lazy to change it to something else. That's why I got JDS 1000 on the iPad, but I just wanted everybody to know who it was. Anyway, okay. I'm actually with you on this, Sylvie. I think it's crazy that you're getting so much on the other side. I'll give you two more Super Bowls for a White Sox Cubs World Series. I'm a Cubs fan, and that last Cubs fan caller made me feel like, how can you be? He was so scared. Who cares if we lose to the White Sox? Do you understand how crazy it would be if we would be the center of the baseball universe for a couple of weeks, and we would never forget it. I don't want to die not having had there ever been a Cubs Sox World Series. And I'm pretty worried about that because, I mean, I'm only 38, but I got my Bears Super Bowl already. I want that. I want to just see what would happen. That enough makes it not close to a Bears Super Bowl.
How much did you enjoy Super Bowl? The Bears Super Bowl win? Oh, he's gone. By the way, I have no capacity to be on a Zoom call on my computer because
Cara.
Yes, every Zoom meeting I'm on is under my wife's name because A, I don't think my computer is new enough that it can function and handle it, and I don't know how to download Zoom on my computer.
You know what I did the other day, and it is funny to see you. They did an article today on USA Today. I don't know if you saw it. I tweeted it out. It was done by one of our longtime listeners, Brendan. And he's getting into the business, and he's writing on the Bears Wire for USA Today. And the topic was about who's more polarizing now. Is it Cutler or is it Mitch Trubisky? And so we did a Zoom call. And as he made the call on Zoom to me, and I saw my face on my phone, I had the fantasy football banner, the fantasy football championship banner in the background.
Yeah.
That was back from September, and it's still on that. when I'm on the Zoom.
Listen, that's better than having to use your wife's computer actually to do a Zoom call.
Yeah, I'll have you answer that question, and then we'll go around the room and pick who we believe could be the biggest surprise cut for the Bears. It's Waddle and Sylvie. The 5 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by my guys at the Home Loan Expert. If you're an active service member or retired veteran, let them get you the loan that you earned. Visit homeloan.com.
Even if you're not spending as much time in the car, don't miss a minute of Waddle and Sylvie at Home. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
All right, so the Seahawks may be taking offers or listening to offers on Russell Wilson. I want to play you something from Jeremy Fowler from SportsCenter a couple of hours ago, Waddle.
Mm-hmm.
Another national guy putting the Bears in this thing, whether it's Watson or Wilson, they're all making it sound like they're going to be in it. They're going to take this big swing. And we've always wanted to know from the start, like, what is Russell Wilson seeing us, you know? Why are the Bears on his list? And Jeremy Fowler was on SportsCenter to explain just that.
Well, I expect the Chicago Bears to at least take their shot here because a source told me Russell Wilson likes that they have an emerging offensive line, a good, solid offensive-minded coach in Matt Nagy, and they have an intriguing market in Chicago. So they'll call around on this. I keep hearing from the Seattle side, Seahawks are not going to deal him. They have nothing in the works. Russell Wilson himself does not expect to be dealt right now. But Wilson is watching the situation closely because he wants more in their push for a Super Bowl. He wants to see himself better protected, some future plans in place. If he doesn't feel like he's getting that in the next weeks or months, he could make this even more difficult, up the ante publicly. So we'll see. Maybe that opens a door for the Bears. But they'll have some backup plans, too. Watch out for Alex Smith, potentially, if he's released by Washington. He has a longstanding relationship with Matt Nagy. And then there's Mitchell Trubisky. I think that's less likely at this point. Both sides could use a fresh start from what I'm hearing.
I'll say, I didn't warn you.
He said both sides need a fresh start.
He also said that Alex Smith is a possibility.
Well, oh, yeah. Well, that I know.
Okay.
I mean, all you have to do is Nagy likes fellow Nagys. Fellow Nagyans.
I'm with you that it's highly unlikely that they will continue their relationship with Mitch. The only way that I will fully know that that's not the case is either when they say it's not going to happen or we do finally see them sign a quarterback, trade for a quarterback, or Mitch signs with somebody else. Until then, they've said it's still on the table. So why am I not to believe that it's not still on the table?
Why are you doing this to yourself?
Well, listen.
Especially at the end of the show, a drink is in your future in an hour.
I'm fine. I'm just like, you think
the
it's...
The Hawks are on tonight. You're going to open up some cocktails, maybe some wine.
Well, it is a day that ends in a Y.
Yeah,
yes,
so why are you doing this
to you? I'm fine. I'm just telling you that, like, I don't know why you think that the, you know, what is rational is actually going to happen up there. The irrational has been the norm with them.
I know. I give them the benefit. They haven't earned the benefit of the doubt. But on this one, I am.
That makes a poo ton.
They've been burnt. Even my four-year-old knows after he's been burned not to touch the stuff that's hot anymore.
And what are you doing? You're touching the hot stuff.
No.
Yeah, you're touching the hot stuff.
No, he doesn't. Not after the first time.
I'm not saying him. I'm saying you are.
No, you're touching the hot stuff because you want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. You know what would stop me from talking about it? Them coming out and telling you we're moving on.
I hope they do.
That would
you're
stop.
You're torturing yourself.
I'm fine.
You're not fine.
I spent 3 hours and 50 minutes not even thinking about it. Jeremy Fowler mentioned it. If you want to put all this damn stock in all of these national guys, then why aren't you putting stock in that?
Because he said it's less likely and they both need a fresh start.
I hate you sometimes.
Oh, you stop it. Hate me. Now you sound like my kids.
Whoa. Wait a second. They don't hate Dad.
No. Mason's starting to say that about his brother. And I said, next time you say that, you go right to your room. and no more warnings. Right to the room. You use the H word.
Let me ask you this question, though. How much did, he probably got a pretty cool room. So was going to his room.
Yeah, I know. He's got a hoop.
Actually, punishment.
Right. No, not
like,
really.
So right now he's tweaking you.
Oh,
you
got to change that.
He wants you to send him to his room because that's where the real stuff happens.
That room basically needs to be solitary confinement.
Yes.
I was one of those kids, too. I was like, yeah, send me to my room. I got an Xbox in there. What are you going to do?
My room sucked when I was a kid. It was small. Now we tell tales, my wife and me, about how much bigger his room is than a room that we've ever had.
His room doesn't suck, and I bet there's some of those big trucks he likes under his bed just in case you send him to his room.
There's lightsabers.
Yes.
There's Star Wars figures.
Yes.
There's Legos.
Going to his room is like going to Disney World.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right about that. You're wrong about Mitch, though.
I hope so. Listen, I hope so. I totally hope so. I just don't want to get to the point where, like, you know, we made her. We took our shot at Russell Wilson. Didn't work. We took our shot with Deshaun Watson. We thought the best thing to do was to
Mitch
run it
back
one more year. If that happens.
Why don't we try one more time?
If that happens.
The devil that you know is better than the one that you don't.
If that happens.
All right. All right, so let's go around here. We're getting – Jeremy Fowler in his report today also said that they're working out new sort of
renegotiating contracts with Cody Whitehair and Eddie Jackson were the two names he mentioned in his tweet.
And these are simple ones where you're just, you know, kicking the can down the road.
Right.
You know, they're not asking them to take
restructuring their current deals.
Right. Who do you believe will be the biggest cut? The biggest surprise cut?
The biggest surprise to me, I'm going to say it's going to come from the defensive side of the ball. I will say the biggest surprise cut, or the guy that's most likely to be the biggest surprise cut, is Kyle Fuller.
Whoa, that is big. One more year in his deal, you're cutting your number one corner.
Well, you asked for the biggest surprise.
No, I know. Yeah, that's certainly a surprise
to me.
I think
it's more likely that someone like Akeem Hicks gets released.
Would that surprise you? Yes. So
Akeem
Hicks wouldn't surprise you?
Not as much as Kyle Fuller because of the age difference.
Okay. Yeah, I was going like Hicks or Trevathan. I don't think Trevathan would be a big surprise. Black Abdallah, do you guys have a name?
Yeah, I mean, I would go Akeem Hicks. I think I'm kind of half expecting. So my name I would give to you would be... I'm going to let Abdallah say it. I don't want to steal his name. Go ahead, Abdallah.
Well, we're just talking cuts, right? We're not saying like they won't be on the team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we're on the same page. So say it. Eddie Jackson.
There's no way they're cutting him.
They're cutting him and then doing a new deal with him?
No.
How much cap relief would you get you release Eddie Jackson?
Probably a lot. Isn't he making $14 million next year or something like that?
Is he worth what you pay him?
No, he's not.
And you're in cap hell, and you got to fix your quarterback position. You got to do other things. And the safety is a position that all of us in this room, we don't value the same, right?
It's an $18 million dead cap hit.
All right, then Akeem Hicks.
Yeah, he's not going to.
Akeem Hicks is not.
Like, I think you can get what is the cap hit if you do release Kyle Fuller? And again, I think Kyle Fuller is a good corner. I did not put him in the elite category, Carmen Yerkes, so just so you know. I'm just saying you can do worse. You can do worse than Kyle Fuller in this league.
A lot worse. Yes. All right, so then we'll debate the Cutler the Jay Cutler, Mitch Trubisky thing from USA Today tomorrow, because we've got a lot going on. Bleck and Abdallah coming up here in 2 short minutes. Boys, what else do you guys have today besides sports?
Well, it was a big birthday today here in the city of Chicago, and I'm not just saying that to be sarcastic. I'm serious. When you think of Chicago, what's the most Chicago thing you can think of?
Chicago?
No, I like to...
Kostika.
All right, that's a good one. See,
super
there you go.
Fans.
See, Waddle's working with me.
Pizza,
here.
Right, it's pizza.
The all right, bean. There you go. All right, we've got a list coming up here.
Oh, good. That's really good.
Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
All right, there you go.
Also, you can't cut Kyle Fuller.
You can't? Too much dead cap space?
No, you can't. I mean, the dead cap is only $9 million, but, like, he's so cheap. For the rest of the contract here.
So at that point, you might as well keep him?
You might as well just keep him.
Okay.
So it's Akeem Hicks.
I think so.
I was just working on the premise of a surprise.
Just so you know, I'm always on Team Waddle, so.
I don't think that's necessary.
I'm a Team Waddle guy.
Yeah, but
Sylvia is too, and so is Abdallah, Eric, and Sean. We're all
pull on the same end of the road, except with your stupid Trubisky stuff. Thank you to Eddie Olczyk and Jesse Rogers, Bleck and Abdallah in 2 minutes. Thank you to them. For Waddle, who is scared by Mitch Trubisky. Yeah. I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Thursday night.
Instant classic.
I am really excited.
That was a big thrill.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No hi from you.
What?
No hi from you.
I give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bum, 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 bum.
And thank you to all and to all a good night.